It's time for Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio, and we're joined by Thorin Christendotter every week at this time. Good morning, Thorin. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How about you?
I can't complain. Things are going along all right. The rain's going to move out, and then we won't have thunderstorms till later on this afternoon, but it certainly is green in our area, in my area anyway.
Hey, it's about time.
Yeah. You know, we're going to start off. We've got the transportation issue.
It is here.
It is here, and I have to start off with a friend of mine that you did a nice story on, entitled Sky King, and that is you interviewed Richard Solon, who owns and operates the Great Barrington Airport, and in my previous life in Kingston, New York, I was offered an opportunity for 4 years to learn how to fly, and I did traffic reports for Kingston, New York. Twice a day, from 7 o'clock in the from 6 o'clock in the morning till 9, and then from 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 6 o'clock in the evening, and I actually learned I got my solo license and everything like that. So I've always been a big fan of small planes. I don't like big planes that much, but small planes. But this is a real nice introspective look at not only the Great Barrington Airport and the history that it brings, but the guy who runs it now and does a real great job.
Yeah, this month, obviously, with our theme of transportation, our entrepreneur feature features Rick Sloan of the Great Barrington Airport. And as you said, the article is called Sky King. And Christine, as you notice, also with our real estate feature this month, it talks about airports, the real estate of airports. And so the two are tied together a little bit, but they're very interesting, and learning about the history of the airport and how you get to, you know, own and run an airport and how you get into flying and all the little, the big to the little things that are involved there. I was a kid, I've known about the airport there, but I had no idea the extent of it. So I found it fascinating to learn all this.
Well, you know, when I learned how to fly, I originally was flown around by Art Kramer and his dad, Mark and Art, flew me around. And then his dad finally said, well, you know, we're up here every day. Damn it, I'm going to teach you how to fly. And he did. And it was just a blast for me for the years that I did it. Probably the most famous thing I ever did in radio, honest to gosh. There wasn't a place I could go in Ulster County where people didn't want my autograph, or else they would stomp out images to me in the snow in the wintertime. But what's great about it is the guy who owned Kingston Ulster Airport was also a pilot for major airlines. As Rick just retired as being a pilot for major airlines.
Yes.
And the stories they tell and the sights they see and what they do over the course of their careers are really absolutely amazing. They really are. I mean, you could go up there and you could sit with Rick and you could talk with Rich probably for 5 or 6 hours and just get just nothing but great stories. So
I'd imagine. I thought it was what I found in the two stories, at least, talking about these airports was the passion that these pilots have, that this is in all aspects, every part of their life.
Oh,
and it's just so wonderful to see, you know, and realize, like with Christine's real estate article, how many airports there are actually around here and the passion that these pilots have, and it, you know, going through and editing these and laying these out. I was like, oh, well, you know, maybe going to learn how to fly isn't so hard, and it's right here. And, you know, the how many folks have learned to fly there, and the service that these airports and these, you know, fine people provide for the community at large, too. And it's like, oh, maybe this is something that's attainable and it would be fun.
Yeah, well, it's a great article, and it's nice to see that picture of Richard there. We'll start off with your first article, though. The Journey of 1,000 Miles. I think just ekes in your transportation issue.
Well, we had to tie it in somehow, you know.
Well, it's,
but it's an artist profile of photographer Rebecca Bloomfield, and she has traveled quite a bit, so it fits in that way. But it talks about her journey as a photographer and how she came to be in our area for, you know, how she arrived first and then came back, and about her work as a photographer and then her exhibit currently at the Falls Village Hunt Library, and her portraiture.
And the pictures are absolutely amazing. You know, I do want to mention that you mentioned it already. Your combo article to go along with Richard Solon, where you have the airport real estate and the airport in Canaan. I mean, flying has been a passion around here for people for years. Anybody that went over to the Rhinebeck Aerodrome to watch the shows they would put on, remember the flying farmer, Stanley Sagala. Yes. And he did some amazingly funny things over there. So, yeah, you're right. The amount of airstrips that are in the area, and even some of them are closed down and not even open anymore. I mean, my sister used to fly in to an airport just outside of Torrington. And that airport,
oh, really?
Yeah, that airport is closed down now, but it really is pretty amazing the different airstrips and the history of that around here that you can find for airstrips. But it's a great picture of the Canaan Airport with their long grass runway.
Yeah. No, when Christine pitched the, she's like, for the transportation issue, I'm going to interview Rick Sloan for our entrepreneur feature. And then for real estate, I'm going to talk about airports. And I said to her, it's like, well, is there enough to do that? She's like, oh, yes, yes, there's, you know, plenty. And so I was like, okay, I left it in her capable hands. And when she came back with this, I was just awestruck with the amount of them and the importance of them and how many are here locally. And you could even buy one. There are a couple for sale currently.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Now, I don't know exactly how many, but I would say there's easily somewhere in between 5 and 10 airports within a 25-minute ride from the center of Sharon. Some of them
sure
private,
are.
Most of them public, but some of them private as well.
Yeah.
And of course, we here in Sharon, we have the Sharon Hospital, which has the heliport, and you can hear whenever LifeStar comes in and out, and the fire department enables the operation, the safe operation of that. So that's even a kind of an airport around here. But the airports are for people's enjoyment, but people forget that they also provide a service to an area that is immeasurable, and that is safety training. That is when people need to be, like especially the Great Barrington Airport, gets tons of emergency visits a year. From helicopters landing and stuff like that. So, but we'll move from the air to Litchfield County's railroads. And you know, Litchfield County at one point, and especially Northwest Connecticut, the railroad was king.
It was. This whole country was, you know, 100 and some years ago was the railroad king. Peter Vermilia, who some might know from the Housatonic Valley Regional High School, wrote this piece for us about the trains and kind of their start to their finish, if you might, in Litchfield County. And there were quite a few, I guess you call it trails or train corporations there that intersected and came through. And he talks about the ups and downs of them and how some of them came to be, how some of them struggled, and then the demise of some of them.
Well, you know, it's funny, as growing up here as a kid, there's certain things you remember that are not here any longer. In the middle of Lakeville, where the railroad station is, there used to be a trestle that crossed over there. Now, that railroad has turned into a very nice greenway and a walking path that goes from Lakeville to Salisbury. But there also used to be a movie theater where On the Run is, just like in Amenia. There was an actual movie theater in Amenia. And there's stories many, many years ago of kids hopping on trains and catching rides in between towns when the engineers would slow down and pick them up. Now, I'm talking, that's a long, long time ago. But if you look back into the history of our area, and that does include the trains, we are so linked to that area. It's absolutely amazing. Well, this is an interesting issue, and I know we're going to be talking about it for a couple of weeks. But if people who have recently moved here and get your magazine and pick up your magazine and go to your website, I urge them to read these articles because it connects you to a time in this region and to things in this region that you should know about if you're going to live here. So,
well, we try to do a little bit of everything, a little bit of, you know, then, now, and in between.
All right, well, that is Main Street Mag on the web, and of course, pick up locations throughout the tri-state region. Thorin, we'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds great. Stay dry.
All right, take care. Thorin and Kristen Dowdett this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. MainStreetMag.com is where you can find them on the web.